Good afternoon, and welcome to the second hour of Born on the 4th of July. Ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience, I would like to let you know that this is my next to the last broadcast of Born on the 4th of July on RBN, and it's been a great pleasure to be on RBN and to reach so many of you across the nation. I wish you well, and I certainly wish that you have inner courage. These are exciting times, if you would view them in that manner. There are decisions that you must make individually to stand tall for that which is right, and there is right against wrong. There is good protocol against demonstrating in the streets of San Francisco with a certain proclivity. There are things we as humans should know in honor of our fellow human being. And today you have a gentleman who has a heart that understands that he is concerned about humanity. He is also concerned about animals. I remember a statement he made to me once. He wanted to know what I thought about the cows and the horses. And I was thinking, okay, now I've got to think about cows and horses. And what's my problem here? Well, fluoride in the water, he said. So anyway, it's been a great opportunity to know Mr. Tom Rogers, and he has been on Born on the 4th of July before. And to reality, I would have to say, he urged me long before he got on the air. And what is he? He is a persistent, dedicated individual to the knowledge that he has attained. Not so different, maybe, than Rick in Virginia. Come on, America. Those are the beautiful people. Are you going to stand with them? Are you going to support them? Yesterday, we had on Edgar Steele, and he said, hey, maybe if you're not out there on the firing line, maybe you can send a dime or two to Republic Broadcasting. You know what's so funny? It's usually the people that don't have any money that are speaking the truth. Back to you, Tom Rogers. We'll go to break here shortly, and just a reminder that that does occur. A break will come on shortly. Tom Rogers.
Okay, I need to do this right now. We've been talking about this issue, so please, everybody, write this down. Go to my website called gassingamerica.com, G-A-S-S-I-N-G, America.com. Or if you can't remember that one, try this one, poisoningthepoor.com.
Poisoning the poor. Poisoning the poor.
Right. And, you know, I there's several ways to come into that website. At gassingamerica.com, get on there while you can right now, if you can. See what I'm talking about, and then you can come in and talk to us about it after we get through
okay,
that break.
Okay, we'll go to break here.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, and I would like to take this opportunity to thank Manny in the studio there at RBN and finding the spirited music for Born on the 4th of July. Okay, Mr. Rogers, what did they say when you talk to Mr. Hatch, or you get to the place where someone who could do something has your ear, and you have their ear, excuse me, and you can prevent your scientific concerns over the housing or the fluoride or whatever your issue is? How do they treat you?
Well, they're patronizing and nice, but in the last 18 months, I have had no answer back. Now, I did find my way into a meeting in D.C. a month ago. It's called the Manufactured Housing Consensus Committee. It's put together by Congress to be a monitoring organization of the manufacturing industry. And I actually, by sheer luck, was able to present in the public sector of that meeting. And I was told after that they would take about 120 days to figure out what they need to do. They'd send a proposal to HUD, and then HUD would have another 120 days to get an answer. Let's see, let me think about that. 120 days, that's 4 months, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's another winter that we will pass through when people will be at the risk of being poisoned. By the way, I gave out the website gassingamerica.com. Also, gassingnativeamerica.com, because these toxic units that the government fully understood was poisoning and injuring and killing people in New Orleans and Mississippi are now being funneled or offered to the Native Americans. So I was sitting with Gary Herbert, and I have to tell you, I think a lot more of Gary than what we've had in the past. And I leaned over to Gary in this meeting in the Native American Summit last fall.
For those listening, he has now arrived at the stature of governor in the state of Utah. This would have been when he was lieutenant governor, correct?
That's correct.
And okay, just for knowledge.
I will give him the honor. He has opened doors for me or made those doors open where I could get to the Native American community and flag them or warn them of what they're being given. I don't tell them to refuse the acceptance of the units, but just know what the problems are and take some very simple steps to fix them.
Could you tell the listener about the actually certified or okayed construction that enables this kind of a poisoning to take place? It can be remedied, and you do have solutions. Why don't you tell that to the listening audience?
Well, the curiosity is, 30 years ago, and I'm going to throw this out for some help because I am operating on what I believe I know to be fact, but if I can be corrected or if I can be certified, I want that to happen. But 30 years ago, it appeared that there was a meeting between David Rockefeller, who is the godfather of the AMA. Remember that it was William Rockefeller that established or founded the AMA, American Medical Association. He was not a doctor. He was simply a shyster, you know, and he got people to become members of his AMA by simply charging them a fee. And it didn't matter what their product or their service was. If they paid him a sufficient amount of money, he would make them a member of the American Medical Association. Now, of course, later on, hopefully through the efforts of honorable men in science, some of that problem was corrected. And there are some good men in the AMA. But nonetheless, William Rockefeller established that program, and David Rockefeller currently is the godfather, the overseer of the AMA. And at the same time, HUD becomes the housing authority for the poor. Let's see, let me think, who was the Secretary of State at that time? I believe, if my memory serves me, it was Henry Kissinger. Well, let's see. Now, on the other side of the picture, we need some other players to cooperate. Well, let's see. At that time, the manufactured mobile home industry, that portion of HUD, became the godchild of all people, the richest man in the United States, Warren Buffett. So all of the manufactured mobile home industry through HUD is now financed and actually controlled by Warren Buffett. There's other people that had to be in that gathering to keep this whole arrangement quiet. That probably was the Turners and the other people in media. But it appears 30 years ago, there was a gathering and this decision was made to violate all other regulatory agency codes or established safety standards. And, see, even OSHA would never allow a manufactured mobile home to exist in the state that HUD allows. What I'm talking about, OSHA requires 12 to 14 feet separation between any toxic exhaust and another opening or intake into that unit. In other words, furnace, water heater, sewer exhaust, according to OSHA, according to the National Home Builders Association, according to ICC, that's the International Codes Conference, any of the regulatory agency outside of HUD require 12 to 14 feet separation. Plus, they also have some other restrictions. But HUD all of a sudden comes along and says it's okay to put an intake, and in this case a power intake, 3 feet away from the exhaust. So if you look at this, gassingamerica.com, or poisoningthepoor.com, however you've been there, gassingnativeamerica.com, the first thing you'll see is a GIF. That's an active little photograph. It's a part of a video showing you the vapors going from the furnace exhaust directly across this intake, and it operates under the power vacuum of a fan, actually the blower fan of your furnace. And it's sucking those vapors right back in and mixing it in with the breathing air of the unit. Only HUD, since 1978, has allowed that to occur. Nobody in their right mind would ever take their baby, put it in a carrier, set it 3 feet from their furnace exhaust on the roof of their house. Nobody would even themselves set 3 feet from their furnace exhaust on the roof of their house. Not for just a few hours, but forever. In other words, all winter long and all summer long when your water heater is working, this power vent is bringing air into your unit, a HUD-regulated, HUD-controlled unit financed by Warren Buffett and all his friends. That is the only situation where you're allowed or forced to sit 3 feet away from your furnace exhaust. So I don't know anybody in their right mind, even in government, who would allow that unless there was some bigger power forcing it.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ask a question for you. I will. Mr. Rogers, those HUD trailers, portable homes, they are out there now, and they are being used as we speak. Is that a correct question or a statement?
12 million. 10 million of these are owned by the regular families of America. Another close to 2 million are owned by other than the legal occupants of the United States. Of course, about a million of them or more are owned by the Native Americans. That's including every trailer or every manufactured home created since 1978-79. They all have, if they're gas-fired or propane-fired, they have this power vent 3 feet, maybe 4 feet in some cases, depending on the, the limitations of the structuring. But they're allowed to have this within three feet or more of that exhaust. And so at 3 feet, you don't have the opportunity for dilution. You don't have the opportunity for a difference in angle on the wind, if the wind is right, for you to be breathing much more than pure exhaust being sucked in by this intake. And to me, when the medical community went silent on this poisoning, they had to be in bed with this whole program. And it is the poor, it is the struggling, it is the retired, it is the Native Americans, it is the black families of America that live in these units. Oh, yes, it's the rural families. It's the families who cannot afford to even go to battle for themselves. And so the medical community has been betraying all of them by not simply pushing the third button on that PO2 meter, that oxygen pulse meter, pulse oximeter as we call it. That third button would immediately give the clinician or the doctor the reading of the level of carbon monoxide in the bloodstream of the patient. But they have refused.
You started out in the beginning telling the story of a baby child that was a family that were afraid that their child might be taken from them. Can you give us an update about that child's experience?
That child is in perfect health, loving and enjoying life with his family because I went to battle. And in the courtroom, with the pressure of the public showing up in that courtroom, by the way, that's another thing I'm going to tell everybody. If you have a friend going to court, don't you let them go alone. You fill that courtroom to the walls, to standing room only, and you make sure that that judge, who is a political creature, knows that you know the truth. That's how we kept this baby from being taken and killed by the state. And by the way, even after I had told Primary Children's Hospital and IHC that the family was being poisoned by carbon monoxide, I gave them the physical evidence, gave them video.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court.
Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute.
Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of Seven Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Born on the 4th of July presents Tom Rogers. You were telling us a story, and pick it up where you left off, okay?
Yeah, even when the medical people knew that the family was being poisoned by carbon monoxide, they refused to ever admit it. They refused to acknowledge it. And they even sent the family back to the unit without ever challenging the unit. And had I not been there at their home, you know, to prevent them from going in and being poisoned further, that family would have lost the baby, and they probably would have lost their other children, because the state would have said, see, you have been injuring your children, now we got to take your other children. That family would have been totally destroyed, if not killed outright, had I not gone there. Now, I'm not taking glory to myself. I am condemning the medical community who did the same thing to this family in Manti, Utah, as they have done to the hundreds, if not thousands, of families in New Orleans and in the Mississippi Delta. The medical profession should be ashamed of itself for doing this crime. And, you know, I have no more friends in it, except those who are honorable.
Well, it's interesting to think in those terms when so many folks now are alerted and concerned about a swine flu and a swine flu pandemic. We have yesterday Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, announcing the vaccine's approval. She made this presentation to Congress. And she was telling that there will be, at first, limited supplies distributed early in October. And she also confirmed that the H1N1 virus will be laced with mercury-based preservative, Thimerosal. And in the interview with Katie Couric, she also said that Thimerosal is safe and parents need not to worry. What would your response be?
Well, everywhere I turn now, I am ashamed of the industry or the profession that I began in, because they have betrayed you. They've betrayed humanity. They've even betrayed themselves, even their own people, even the doctors and nurses who are unfortunately the victims of the bankers and the bureaucrats, have bought into the program. In other words, the students going through medical school nowadays are brainwashed into believing that these vaccines are wonderful, and they are the thing that actually stopped the polio epidemic. Well, I told a radio broadcast the other day, I don't know if I told it to you, Barbara, on your program, but the real effort that stopped polio from being a plague in America was the labor of a wonderful man that you and I both look up to. That was Ezra Taft Benson. He was the Secretary of Agriculture, and at the time that Jonas Salk was theoretically taking care of polio through his vaccine, the real cure, the real problem was taken care of by Ezra Taft Benson as he initiated the most vigorous culling program in the livestock industry to get rid of polio, and the source of polio primarily is livestock and primarily dairy. So when the dairy herds were culled...
What was the last statement? Livestock, primarily what?
Dairy. The dairy industry.
I see.
Polio, the real name of polio is bovine polii. So in the laboratory, we know its source because we call it by that name. It's like calling the swine flu, we call it porcine influenzae. Or avian influenzae. We put the name of the host animal on the organism. And by the way, what do we have to culture it in the laboratory? We can't culture influenza in potatoes, carrots, or peaches, or tomatoes. We have to culture it in animal tissue. What does that tell you? It tells you it's an animal disease. What family or what kingdom do we belong to? We are the animal kingdom. Whatever impacts or affects the cow will affect us. We call it smallpox in the human family, but in the livestock herd, it's cowpox. So if you get rid of cowpox in the cattle, you got rid of smallpox. If you get rid of polio in the cattle, you got rid of polio. And the same thing with the swine flu. If you get rid of polio in the swine or the flu in the swine, you get rid of the swine flu in man. But here's
What if they're busy in the lab putting swine and avian and human together?
Well, that happens in nature anyway. So what you've been told is a line of poppycock. We don't invent these diseases. We just simply find them and identify them and, of course, harbor them in a culture in the laboratory. And then if you're an evil man, you can release it into the food system because that's the way it is transmitted. It's not in water. It's not in air. Those organisms are killed in 4 seconds of direct sunlight. And if you don't believe me, go to Berge's Bacteriology or Fields Virology. Go to a university, find these reference Bibles for the pathologist.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.laysmedinc.com on the web. That's www.laysemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. Here is a news item of a year ago, but I think it kind of fits, and it's an idea and a concept that people might want to have in their mind in September 2009. The date of this article is November 21, 2008. Boston launches flu shot tracking using technology originally developed for mass disasters. Boston disease trackers are embarking on a novel experiment, one of the first in the country, aimed at eventually creating a citywide registry of everyone who has had a flu vaccination. The trial starts this afternoon when several hundred people are expected to queue up for immunizations at the headquarters of Boston Public Health Commission. Each of them will get a bracelet printed with a unique identifier code. Information about the vaccine's recipients and the shot will be entered into a handheld device similar to those used by delivery drivers. Anything you can do to better pinpoint when who's vaccinated and who's not, that's absolutely vital, said Michael Osterholm, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. I wish more cities were doing this kind of thing. Anyway, coming to a city near you, we'll go to Dean in Oregon. Good afternoon.
By the way, Barbara, can you hear me?
Barbara,
yes.
Can you hear me?
Okay, Dean in Oregon, and you're on with Tom Rogers.
Oh, thank you. A couple of weeks ago, Dr. Truat subbed for you.
Yes.
And he had a Edward Haslam on. Remember him?
Yes.
And he was the writer of Dr. Mary's Monkey.
Yes.
And he shows in there where they have been manipulating viruses. They were using an accelerator down in New Orleans. And he shows where they did pick up the monkey virus when they were culturing polio virus in monkey kidneys and injecting that into people.
Well, in Africa, they eat the monkey.
Pardon?
In Africa, they eat the monkey.
Yeah, but they don't culture their viruses in their kidneys, though, and then inject it into your bloodstream. And,
that's here.
Pardon?
That's here.
That's here.
Yeah,
that's
but if
exactly
it's in the bloodstream
right.
of the monkey, it's going to be everywhere in his tissue.
Yes, and Edward Haslam then documented in the Dr. Mary's Monkey, and I recommend this book to everybody who wants to understand what has been going on with government projects and manipulating the viruses and mutating them with the high particle accelerators. And which, that was the instrument that killed Mary Sherman. And
yes.
So hence the title, Dr. Mary's Monkey. And
that is incredible information. And also, to the listener out there, you could go put in a Google search just that, Dr. Mary's Monkey, and you will have a website Mr. Haslam has provided, and you can find all kinds of interesting information vital. Right,
sir. Absolutely. The book is published in Oregon, in Walterville, Oregon, by Trinday. And the publisher is very courageous to come out with this type of information. It's very explosive.
Very interesting. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
That helps us a lot. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your input.
Thank you.
Mr. Tom Rogers.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, Barbara, sorry. I actually bumped my phone, and I dropped myself. I've got about 10 minutes time on this phone.
Okay, go fast.
I want to make sure, again, I want people to go to gassingamerica.com, gassingnativeamerica.com, but also on the vaccines, I have an attitude and opinion out there. If you'll go to my mother website, it's my old one, it's rather crude, you know, and I'm operating on $750, $56 worth of Social Security now. That's it. So I run websites, I do them myself, and the website look for on the vaccines is vaccinesornot.org. Vaccinesornot.org. And if you can't remember that, just remember my mother website, the first website I put together, and everything hopefully is linked from there, called lifesave.org. LIFESAVE.org. Did that come out clear? I don't know if I can hear, if you can hear me okay, Barbara.
I can. We can hear you fine. So that was LifeSave?
LifeSave.org, one word.
Okay.
And also, if you Google my name, Thomas Rogers or Thomas Lynn Rogers, Thomas L. Rogers with a D in it, or without it, you'll see a lot of my stuff come up. The same thing applies. The vaccines are simply a ruse. They get you infected. They compromise your immune system, and it will take out those who are already soft and weak. Those are the disposables. We want to get rid of them. And if we get this medical program that they're pushing, that's another way to manage the number of bodies that are left on the planet. And, you know, I sound like a real crackpot in this whole thing, but I'm telling you, after the 30 years of no longer testing for what I did as a standard practice, I figure there's got to be something really devious, insidious, and an evil force driving this. And I, as I look at the earth and I see the smoke in the air and the poisons in the environment, I know these select few people are desperate to save the planet for themselves and not for you. And so the way they get rid of you is to, first of all, deceive you, get you to buy into their product. Their product will make you ill. They won't tell you that their product is the source of disease. They'll say it's in the air and the water. Well, sure, with the fluoride, that's a water issue. But most people think they're going to get the flu from breathing air in the space of somebody else sick with the flu. Well, I worked in the hospital, and how often have you ever seen a doctor or nurse wander around the hospital with a mask or a breathing unit on, yet they'll go from one room or one patient to another and never worry about it? Well, they're taught not to worry about it. And the fact is, they don't have to worry about it. The way the flu is transmitted is through tissue and blood. It's through animal tissue coming in contact with you, and then the virus moves from that tissue into you, being protected and nourished on the trip. So I'm going to put myself on the line here. if you don't want the flu, go back to the Garden of Eden where you were created and eat only those things that are raised in the sunlight and in the oxygen, which are the arch enemies of flu and every other virus or bacteria or parasite. By the way, the curiosity in my carbon monoxide problem discovery was it was a vegetarian family that was being accused of neglect and abuse. And then prior to that, the tabernacle organists were four years earlier, the same thing. They were going to lose a child to the state because the family were vegetarians. They were trying to do everything that they could to avoid the flu and the shots and to avoid the common medicine. And when you avoid common medicine and you avoid the shots, you will be made a target. Don't be surprised if Child Protective Services walks up to your door and says, hey, you failed to vaccinate your child against this terrible flu that's coming. So it's really putting us in a rock and a hard place as young families and mothers when they tell you you've got to vaccinate your child or you will lose your child to the state. To me, that's evil. To me, it's devious, and we have to stand up. We have to educate our friends and the public on what the facts and the truth are. And as long as we are led by these criminals, they're going to do everything to preserve the earth for themselves and not for you. And I tried to go off on my tirade.
Hey, Tom, if you were suggesting that maybe you had had luck in having an audience with Lieutenant Governor Gary Herbert, the next time you get an entry there, just call me up and I'll go with you. How's that? And I think it's very important. In Utah, we know we have the Model State Health Emergency Power Act, that we were one of the very first states to sign on to that in 2002. And I remember thinking, oh, my gosh, this is an amazing bill. And then subsequently, the Utah State Legislature added amendments onward and built on top of that through the years from 2001 to about 2006. So we're ready. We're at the ready in our state to impose extraordinary powers, given already they're lying there just to be partaken of by administrators like the governor and or health professionals are enhanced in their capability in case of a scheduled or a declared pandemic if our governor should suspicion one. Does that amaze you?
I have 2 minutes, and then my phone will shut off.
All right.
But please go to my website, gassingamerica.com. On other issues, go to lifesave.org or just Google my name, Thomas Rogers. And I may be crazy, but I'm alive and well crazy, and I want you to be alive and well. I don't necessarily want you to be crazy, but I want you to be alive and well and happy in this experience on this planet.
Okay.
And I have the love and concern of everyone that's listening in my heart. So please find out the truth and, how do you say, conduct yourself appropriately.
Indeed.
And my phone's about to go.
Okay, well, have a good day, Tom, and I'll wait for your call when you get this audience. Don't tell the lieutenant governor or the governor that I'm coming with you, but let's get a meeting there, okay?
Okay, and I'll see you at the Capitol.
All right, it's a deal.
Shortly.
Okay, well, go up to the Capitol. Check on Dr. Sundwall for me, would you please? Don't give him my greeting, but just listen to what he has to say.
He's a servant of the big boys, and he was sent to Utah because Utah has the group of people that influence the entire world.
All right.
We send out young men, and they tell people to listen to their leaders and listen to the government. And unfortunately, we're supposed to do that, but they're supposed to have integrity so we can listen to them.
Well, it is an interesting day, Tom. Don't you think it just fits? I remember when they were having a meeting of the G8 at the time, or G7 earlier, when President Clinton was going to attend. a meeting in Okinawa. Somehow I got some information of their documents and what they were going to talk about in Okinawa, and all of the servants, so-called, had gone there to set up this wonderful gathering of the very powerful.
By the way, my phone's shutting me off, Barbara, so thank you. And thank you.
All right. I'll continue here on air and with my story then. Thanks to Mr. Rogers. He's very interesting always, and thank him for participating with us today. But going to Okinawa, there were documents. And what were they discussing, you know? And you think, okay, they're discussing the good of the world, or they're thinking about what they can do for their country, or certainly this is really worthwhile, right? At that particular meeting, one of the things they were discovering or talking of was how to carve up the forests of the world. It was very revealing. Ladies and gentlemen, sometime real soon here, there's going to be another meeting of the now G20. And it will be very, very interesting how that will carry on and go forward, and just who will be there, and how much the security will cost. All right, yeah. And when you think in terms of President, I remember when I was trying to get people to sign up and admit, when the president, once again, it was during the era of President Clinton, and he was on his way to Santiago, Chile, for this gathering of all of the heads of state of the North and South Hemisphere. And I went to offices housing the representatives, the senators, and my simple request was for my own knowledge. I wanted them to write on their letterhead that they were aware that the American taxpayer was paying for this visit in Santiago and the representatives of our government. So what did I get? I actually got what I requested from Representative Cannon, Chris Cannon. He actually provided what I was asked for. He acknowledged that there would be extraordinary expenditure, and he did put it on his letterhead. And he also said that maybe, he wondered about the necessity of going. Did I get that from Senator Hatch? No. Senator Bennett? No. Or anyone else? No. They declined to do that. I kind of handed them a notepaper. I got the signature of one aide there. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, I think it was Felix Dzerzhinsky that had the formula, let them pay for their own demise. Let the citizens pay for their country's demise. And that's what we do. When we send our folks to this gathering here or that gathering there, or once again, suffer an insult that we Americans, we're not perfect, we know it, but it's unusual to have your president kind of indicate that of when he's visiting abroad, right? We had that already this year. So trust that you must understand that, yes, indeed, you are paying in so many ways for your own demise. The White Russians, of course, at the time of Dzerzhinsky, Felix, the first chief of the Cheka, later KGB, he knew the formula. We're having the formula played upon us. Also, I thought the gentleman guest, Mr. Rogers, was very astute in letting you know the value of resources and the fact that there is a group considering themselves lifted above the masses, and that they feel very strongly that water is theirs and or coal is theirs, or any other marvelous natural resource provided by the Creator for this wondrous planet Earth. It belongs to them, not you or me. So I do concur with that kind of almost surprising or outrageous statement of Mr. Rogers.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Welcome back. We're up to the final segment of Born on the 4th of July for today, the 16th day of September. And my wish for you, dear listeners, is that some things in your life are going your way. We have endeavored the last little while to inform to our best ability here on Born on the 4th of July issues of the day, and regarding your well-being and your safety, and admonition for caution in regard to the now-called swine flu pandemic. We've introduced words to my knowledge and to yours, I'm hoping, and maybe you're better informed, but like adjuvant, squalene, we've talked about the processes. We've tried to understand the origin of this new pandemic. We've tried to clarify the meaning of pandemic. So when you go to face that decision, you have every right to say, I want to know what's in it, and I want to know what adjuvants you have put in. I need to know all about squalene. Now, a little bit of information that we'll just put out here. Squalene, okay, S-Q-U-A-L-E-N-E, can actually be purchased under a name called shark liver. Ingested squalene has a completely different effect on the body than injected. So ingested, that's one thing. Injected is another. Molecules of squalene enter the body through an injection, and concentrations can be small, but it can lead to self-destructive immune responses because it is so like a entity that's already in the body. I'll call it that, a substance in the body system. So know about squalene. Check it out. Ask a professional, and it stimulates the immune response. And adjuvant can also enhance the quality or the effectiveness of a vaccine. So there is also, I think there's a category that's called MF59. MF59. You might want to have that jotted down about the list that you might know or want to know more about this potential vaccine that we are now being told by our leaders that the approval has now been given. And Kathleen Sebelius, as of yesterday, said that the first limited supplies will be distributed early October, and confirms that H1N1 will be having mercury-based preservative in that called Samarisol. So check it out for yourself. Talk to your health professionals. Make an appointment. Tell them your knowledge and what you feel about it and the right to be without an injection. In a way, it's one of our Bill of Rights. As an individual, are we an honored entity, a child of a higher power, or are we a serf and a slave to those who have ideas for our future that may not be for our well-being? Thanks for listening to Born on the 4th of July. We'll be back tomorrow.
With recent internet